Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
The parsha of this week is Shlach, which is the story of Moshe sending the spies to come back with a report regarding the land of Israel. It's a very, very depressing parsha. In fact, if I would be bold enough to say, it shows the problems of following the majority of a democratic society, so to speak. And it shows the fallibility of people, even of great people. The spies come back, tentative spies give a negative report for whatever motives they have. And the rabbis ascribed all sorts of motives to them, all of which were present. They didn't want to lose their jobs. They were afraid of the future. They were afraid of being an independent people. All sorts of difficulties arose in their minds. When people go with an agenda, so then they see things with an agenda. And they went with an agenda that they weren't going to like the land of Israel. And so they didn't like it. And the majority were with them. So the Jewish people and the vote is 10-2. It's an overwhelming majority, 80%. So then it becomes understandable that their fears were heightened. And they didn't want to go either, and then the whole thing ends up that all of them die in the desert, and the entry of the Jewish people into the land of Egypt into the land of Israel is postponed for another 38 years. So that's very depressing. On the other hand, there's a minority, and many times in life it's the minority that really sees things, and it's correct. And its assessment is borne out by later events and by facts. And the minority is Kolev and Yehoshua. Kolev from the tribe of Yehuda and Yehoshua from the tribe of Ephraim, which are, by the way, the two main tribes that the Jewish people were built from. And they said, no, it's good. They didn't deny any of the facts that were said. They just looked at it with a different perspective. And, every asset can be turned into a liability, and every liability can be turned into an asset. Depends how you look at it. And they looked at it positively. They saw that they said, God promised it to us. God would not have promised us a land that is not good for us. He said a land that flows with milk and honey. And God said that we would be able to conquer it, and we'd be able to control it, and we'd be able to live there. So if God said so, and if that's our mission and that's our spirit, so then we'll do it. Olonale, we will certainly be able to go up and do it. So it's not a question of disagreeing on the facts. It's a question of disagreeing on interpretation of what the facts tell us to do or not to do. I think today they call that intelligence gathering. How do you analyze the facts that you have? So, for instance, America had facts regarding 9/11. They weren't analyzed correctly. 9/11 occurred. the present-day conditions in Israel, right? So the facts are clear. Now, how do you interpret them? What are you going to do? So, Solomon said that this race is not always to the swift, nor is wisdom always to the wise, or wealth to the intelligent. So truth is not always to the majority either. And because of that, we would be well to consider what the minority have to say as well. That's true in Jewish religious life. There are groups in Judaism that claim millions of members, and they're the majority. But it's the minority, in my opinion, that keeps the Jewish people going, that are the most vital part of the Jewish people. And the Jewish people itself, being a very small minority in the world, should be open to hear what the minority has to say. And especially in a minority that speaks in the name of God, so to speak, and speaks in the name of faith, its opinion should be given weight, its interpretation should be honored, and so that we don't have to pass through the experience of having, God forbid, to live to see that the majority was all wrong and painful and brought disaster, which is what happened in this week's parsha. So as I began, Shlach is not a very cheerful parsha. Everything goes wrong, but it is Kolev and Yoshua who survive, who come to the land of Israel, who build the land of Israel, they and their descendants, while the others who were so certain of their opinion and were convinced that they had the best interests of the nation at heart, they disappeared, that whole generation in the desert, and never came to the promised land.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Shlach.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.